This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I can honestly tell you that Annie and I have never seen the television show Survivor. How many of you enjoy it? I'm not condemning it. Does anybody watch it, Survivor? There's both of you, thank you. No, there are more than a couple of you watch it. And I can honestly tell you, we're just not into it, but I've read about it. And what I've read is that those who survive on the island are people who usually do it because they're cunning. They're shrewd. Sometimes they're slick operators, and they have a well-developed strategy. That's what I've read about it. Maybe if I'm wrong, you tell me later. And I was thinking about that. The people who make it, who survive on the show Survival, are cunning, shrewd, have a well-planned strategy. May I tell you something that may be a shock to some people? None of that has anything to do with getting to heaven. Nobody's going to get to heaven because they were cunning. Nobody's going to get into heaven because they were shrewd, and boy, they were a slick operator. And God's going to say, man, I was impressed with what you did and your strategy of getting into heaven. We all come as forgiven sinners by the grace of God. And we all come by throwing ourselves figuratively and literally at the foot of the cross and saying, I realize there's nothing to the cross I bring. I don't bring anything to the cross, to the table. It's all about His mercy, His grace, His redemptive power, His mercy in my life. And sometimes that's a Kodak moment when a man or woman figures that out. If you come to any funeral I've ever done, you've probably heard me tell a story by Max Lucado. One of my favorite authors. I quote him a lot, I admit it. I'm not ashamed of it. He's a great author. Max says in his first year of ministry in San Antonio, Texas, a man came and said, I want you to do the funeral for my mother. And while Max is sitting in the office making plans for this man's funeral, the man told him, he said, you know, Max, something interesting happened in the death of my mother. My mother was in a coma for days. She didn't say a word, nothing, no communication. She just in bed, just eyes closed, no communication. She said, my mother's name was Ida Glossbrenner, but her friends called her Polly. You need to know that part of the story. Her name was Ida Glossbrenner, but her friends called her Polly. So mom hasn't spoken for days, and right before she died, her eyes opened up. And with a clear voice, she said to somebody, my name is Ida Glossbrenner, but my friends call me Polly. And then she died. My name is Ida Glossbrenner, but my friends call me Polly. Hallucination? Maybe. Electrical charges happening in the brain, synapses firing and all that, and just full of energy and a pre-death experience? Maybe. But Max Lucado says, maybe not. Maybe. Just maybe. She was at the door of heaven. And she was introducing herself to somebody. I might have Glossbrenner, but my friends call me Polly. You don't get to heaven because you're shrewd, you're cunning, you're a slick operator. You know how to pull the right strings. You know who to pay. You know what to do. We all come as forgiven sinners or not at all. It's all about His grace and His mercy as a result of what He's done in creation, redemption, and in my life. Here's what I do every day. I praise the Lord every day of my life. Decide. Today is the day we're going to start praising God. Because something happens when you praise Him. Something dynamic happens when you tell somebody, I love you. Are you drunk? No, I'm not drunk. I just really love you. Can you imagine what that meant to Matt, his brother, when he said that? I just called to tell you I loved you. God's told you that every time you come to this place. I love you. And the proof is the cross. The proof is the cross. Let's pray together.
If you'd like to hear this message again, you can. crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.